Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And we're used to seeing doctors with pagers. And, of course, that means they probably have cell phones as well. But recently, Dr. David Knott, who's a vascular surgeon for Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, received this text message on his cell phone. Start on clavicle. Remove middle third. Control and divide the subclavian artery and vein. Divide large trunks around these approximately as possible, P-O-S-S, period. Possible was abbreviated. Now, Dr. David Knott, you knew what to do when you got that text message, right?
Well, I work with Professor Thomas, who's at the Professor of Surgery at the Royal Marsden Hospital. And basically, he was the one that has certainly the United Kingdom's experience in doing four-quarter amputations. This operation is very rarely performed in the United Kingdom, probably only about 10, I think, a year, of which Professor Thomas does about 5 to 6 of them.
So you had Professor Thomas on the line, the best guy in the world for this operation. The little detail was that you were in Congo, right?
That's right. I was working in Rutshuru, which was a town, and the MSF had a hospital in Rutshuru, which looked after all the displaced people of the Congo in that area. Plus, we were receiving lots of war injuries and so on from the fighting going on at that time.
And the patient you were dealing with was a little boy who needed a shoulder amputation, a very difficult, delicate operation, which you could only do being coached by text message from London to Congo.
That's correct. Basically, I'd never done this operation before, and it's a very difficult operation. As I said, it's very, very rarely performed in the United Kingdom. And it involved taking the whole of the shoulder off, involving the collarbone, all the muscles and bones around the shoulder, plus the scapula. And it's a very big operation, which carries a significant mortality in the best of hands. But here we had a little boy who was only 16, who's had his arm ripped off. And the surgeon before me had tried to do an amputation, but unfortunately there's only about 6 inches of arm left, and this was very infected, and the muscles were infected, the bone was infected, and the boy was becoming septicemic, and he probably had about 4 or 5 days to live.
Dr. Knott, I hate to interrupt you because I'm absolutely riveted, but did you text back to the doctor while you were doing the operation?
No, what happened is that I knew we had to do a four-quarter amputation, so I texted Professor Thomas and said, can you take me through this by text messages? And he texted me back and said, yes, I'll give you all the steps for it. So basically, he gave me about 10 steps to follow to do this operation.
Wow. And how's the little boy doing?
Well, I was amazed, really, because the operation, he had about an 80% mortality risk for the operation, but he got through it, and we only had 1 pint of blood in this little hospital that we were working
in.
And we had no intensive care, no nothing. And basically, I looked after him personally, and I spent a couple of weeks there at Rutshuru before I had to leave.
Now, he
pulled through.
That's fantastic. Dr. Knott, you know, a lot of times when people send text messages, you know, if they get emotional, they send things like, you know, LOL, laugh out loud, or maybe they send a smiley at the end. Did you get a smiley at the end of this?
Put Professor Thomas, with tongue in cheek, gave me 2 very long text messages, and at the end of it wrote, easy, good luck, Myrian. And so
wow.
I think the easy was, it could be translated as being extremely difficult, good luck.
Well, if anybody deserved a smiley on their text message, it would be you. Dr. David Knott, thanks so much for joining us.
Our pleasure, thank you.
Dr. David Knott, a vascular surgeon, a volunteer for Doctors Without Borders, who performed a shoulder amputation by text in Congo.